Koilim Kol Shkoyach to the Rosh HaKoilel for inviting me to be exposed. First time I've been up all the way here in North Miami Beach since I moved here. So I appreciate the COVID and Yus Hashem will not sliach. I see recording this. I may at the end say some things that we'll have to talk about, whether they should be recorded or not, which we'll see. They warned me about the shtender. I guess it's flip-flops, so I have to be careful here. That I thought that I would spend a good portion of the time dealing first and foremost with, in the realm of Machshava, with regard to Chodesh and Mishpat. As we know, that it's an area that, in the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, it's an area, shall we call it, it's the least acknowledged of the areas of Shulchan Aruch. Rav Hirsch Zatzal once said that it's unfortunate almost that the Shulchan Aruch was divided up into four separate chalokim, because l'maisa it's one Torah. Many people say they're Yor Adi Yid, or Chaim Yid, or Ebenezer Yid, but Chodesh Mishpat stands, Baruch Hashem, not so much recently, it's changed, but stands in the background. And we have to be practical. There's a lot of things that are certainly being ma'akad the Mashiach. We have to be able to tackle those things that we're capable of. I mean, Lashon Hara is certainly another prime example, but we have to be practical. And the Gemara says, right, Reuben Begezel, Beit Barayis, Vakol Ba'avak Lashon Hara, the story of a Rav that darshaned about Lashon Hara in Shul one Shabbos, and he said, it's so geferlich, it's like eating chazer. There's no difference. So when the Balabos went home, his wife asked, what did the Rav say? He said, eating chazer is not so geferlich. So I guess we'll have to try to be a little practical here. We'll start with Chodesh and Mishpat. Maybe we can tackle that one first. Just as a point of introduction, this problem is a very old problem. Don't think that, of course there is Yerida Hadayris, there's no question about that. Anybody that's lived, even my 50 plus some odd years, Blaine Hart, can see the tremendous Yerida that exists in many areas. But this problem of, shall we say, less diligence in the area of Chodesh and Mishpat is an old problem of a haraya. The Gemara in Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Dalet, says like this. It says, if you lost your goat of the Gedi, Umatza Shchute, so you found it Shachtit, so if it's Raif Tabachim, Yisraelim, if the majority of butchers in the area are Yidden, so you're allowed to eat it because it's called the Parsh Merubah Parsh, famous klal in Halache. Zog Tosfos from a Tosefta. So if it's from a Tosefta already, that means it's Mizana Mishnah already. We're talking about before the Rishonim, right? Time of the Mishnah. Hu adin b'nignavu, zog Tosfos. Tosefta says, even if it was stolen, you're permitted to eat it, because even the guy stole it, we're not going to be choshes chas v'shol that he was nichshol, that he's going to eat treif. So we already see that it's an old problem. And I just wanted to get started with, first of all, maybe trying to understand a little bit why that's so, right? Klal Yisrael is a holy nation, and I don't think people willfully chas v'sholem trample upon these things. So we have to try to get a deeper understanding of maybe what the root problem is, and there are probably many. But one thing that struck me was a question that was bothering me for a few years, and I think that may belie the issue a little bit, is we have this concept of lefnim mishuras hadin, which means that you should go, the English translation is beyond the letter of the law. So I was bothered by that. Just the first question I had was, what our understanding of truth, the arbiter of truth, is not our preconceived notions, what the Torah tells us, right? The Torah tells you, for example, that Gemara over there, where the Gemara discusses that if somebody loses an Aveda with a Hasim on him on it, under certain circumstances, you are not obligated to give it back, but Lufnim Mirshas Hadin, you should give it back. And according to Isan the Maral, and I have a right from a Nesivus, that means even if the guy was Miyayish, even if he gave up hope. Some say it's only if you assume to give it up, but whatever it is, you don't have to give it back, but Lufnim Mirshas Hadin, you should. So the question is why? It's when you say something is the Haloche. So when you say lefnim mishuras hadin that you should give it back, it's kind of chas v'shalom insinuating what the Torah is mandating is not optimal. And that we can't say. So that was my first question. The second question is the Arshitas, it's brought in Simon Yud Beis. In the Shulchan Aruch, Pesachei Tshuva brings it down over there. There's a big machlokes if we force people in certain circumstances to do lefnim mishuras hadin. Yikoifa. Some say not b'makal, not with sticks, but dvarim, whatever it is, machlokes. So clearly, if lefnim mishuras hadin is beyond the letter of the law, what is the idea that Bezin forces somebody to do something beyond the letter of the law? That itself is difficult to comprehend. And thirdly, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "L'charbi Yerushalayim el shmidu al din Torah," that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because, Bezdin only paskined l'fi hadin. They didn't go l'fnim mishuras hadin, which is a pella. How can you call something l'fnim mishuras hadin if the einish was so severe by not doing it that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? Okay, you could argue, you could answer. I've heard some answer. Well, since we didn't act with other Bein Odom L'Chaver, Lifnim Mishras HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't act with us, Lifnim Mishras HaDin. Okay, it's a teretz. But I think it requires a better teretz. And Tosis over there asked the Kasha, why is the Gemara saying that it was destroyed because Shemidol Din Torah, they didn't do Lifnim Mishras HaDin? Perhaps the Gemara says because of Sinas Chinam, right? That's another Gemara in the Gemara in Yuma. So Tosis over there says, Mestame, both were the causes. That's the answer in Tosis. So I thought maybe we could answer differently on all the questions. This is something, the question really was bothering me for quite a few years, and I heard a yisoid once from our Rashi, Rabbi Zweig, a yisoid that I applied to answer up the question. It's a famous Rabbeinu Bechai in the Kabbalah Kemach. Rabbeinu Bechai says like this. Some say Bachi, some Bechai. I'm not sure what the correct hachra is, but we'll stick with one of the pronunciations. That whenever you have a pairing of 10, the last of the 10 is the most significant. So he asked the Kash, if that's true, what in Aseres HaDibrois, what's the most significant? The Rabbeinu Bechai says, Leisachmoid, which is difficult. And he goes through a whole explanation, why should Leisachmoid of all the Aseres HaDibrois should be the most significant? Leisirtzach, you could hear a Kabbalah Savicha, Leisachmoid, it's difficult to understand. So Rabbeinu Bechai has a teretz that if you over Leisachma, you'll end up violating all the rest. He has a whole arichas over there. So Rashiva wanted to suggest another thing, which I think is very, very profound, that the secular law and Jewish law are fundamentally or diametrically opposed. I'm talking about Western law. I mean our Western law. I'm not talking about Russia or China. I'm talking about Western human law, civil law in the United States, Britain, etc. The premise is as follows, that in the United States, which we have to be makatoiv, incidentally, obviously, we have tremendous Baruch Hashem freedom to do whatever we want here, religiously, is that a person fundamentally has the right to do whatever they want. That's the Yisoid HaDvarim. The only time that we stop you from doing whatever you want is if you are poigeya in somebody else's dalet amos. Meaning if you infringe on somebody else's rights, that's where it stops, i.e. smoking, right, which today is considered the worst crime you could possibly do. Right, after murder, and then the smoking is even worse. So you have a right to smoke, but if you smoke with someone else's dalet amos, then you're infringing on their rights, you're impinging on their rights, and therefore we have to stop you. But the yisoid hadvarim is, you have a right to do whatever you want. But the Torah law is mamish the opposite, and this is a very big yisoid. It may sound very subtle, it's very hard to internalize. L'maisa, we don't have any rights. Self-entitlement, which is a currently in vogue politically, does not exist in the Torah. We're not entitled to anything. Whatever we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gift. And that is the Yisoid HaDvarim, how I have to look at everything. Right? Nothing is coming to us. There's nothing that kumt sumir, or anybody. Nothing is coming to you. And that is the fundamental starting point of everything. So I thought perhaps that answers our question. Because really, l'maisa, nothing's coming to anybody. And the halacha mandates in the case of Hashavas Aveda, for example, that we don't have any clear understanding of who it belongs to. Keep it. You're allowed to use it. There are cases where you're not allowed to use it. You have to put it away. Etc. Etc. But comes along, right? I mean, that's like a default position. Comes along the owner, right? Let's say you found this watch. And again, like I said, it had simon, but it was without getting into the protein. That was in a mitzias, kananim, etc. Where you don't have to return it. You can assume it was miyayish. And you show up and show with the watch, and he says, "Moisha, that's my watch." So you open it up, and you see on the bottom, Taka says Yankel. Okay, with his name. He says, okay, but halacha zok, I don't have to give it back to you. He says, but it's my watch. So the din is, right, l'fnim mishras, the din is you don't have to give it back. L'fnim mishras, then you should. By saying that I don't have to give it back to you, kum tzimir, that's connected what the Torah really, the Yisoid HaDvarim is. The Torah only allocated that halacha in a case we really don't know. And by you doing that, you're violating that very fundamental principle. In truth of the matter is, the l'fnim mishras hadin, beyond the letter of the law, really is a bad translation. I think it means within the letter of the law. L'fnim. Meaning, as opposed to the goyim lahavdil, they'll say, look, I'm a nice guy. I really don't have to do this, but I'm going to go beyond the letter of the law. I'm going to do you this toiv. It's really the opposite. The ma'aseh is really, it should be, we should say, the truth is, I'm not entitled to anything. The halacha said I should take it under these circumstances. I'm really not entitled. I'm going to move it back to the original position. And that, I think, is what the said advarim is. And that is a hesber in the Gemara, like Chor Yerushalayim, really, because the focal point is, we always have to, we can't violate this yisoy that anything is coming to anybody. Right? It's not about us. And perhaps that answers up Tosfos, by the way. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. That you don't come to Sinas Chinam if you don't think anything's coming to you. Right? People only hate other people if they think that they did something that affronted their rights. Kavod v'chulei. So I think that's the starting point. I think this is where the problems start with, by the way, when is the Soif HaDvarim here? Okay, so now. Okay, see the big clock there, that makes it easy. All right, then I'm sure people will fidget before that. All right, so that's the first starting point. So Lemaisa, that's, I think, the Yisoy HaDvarim that a lot of us feel, and it's very hard to avoid, particularly in this country with all its good graces, it does have a tremendous emphasis on materialism, and that makes it difficult, and I don't think anybody in this room, or I'll speak for myself at least, is immune to these things. So it does affect us very, very badly. And we're always trying to get things that we think we need, etc. And that has a pervasive attitude in our psychology, how we deal with it, and I think it makes things worse. V'haraya nebuch, read the headlines. Anyhow, we'll get maybe to Dan's deals at the end of this. We'll see with the El Alf thing. That's, we'll see. I'm working on a shirt for Sunday. I haven't come to Hachlota yet, but we'll see. And that's where we're going to have to maybe turn up the tape recorder. So that's point number one. So I wanted to discuss why is that so. The Rambam, or Ramban, I should say, in Parshas Ekev, by Dvorim, by Mitzvahs HaKalois, light mitzvahs that wish, Adam Doshmehem, as Rashi says, people trample on him. He says, Dinei Momenus is an example. I'm not sure exactly how to read the Ramban, but it's Shver. What do you mean, Dinei Momenus? If it's in Havon of Dinei Momenus, I have no idea what the Ramban's talking about. It's one of the hardest areas of Halacha to learn. Blishim Sofik. Right? It's a Yachim Yasik B'Dinei Momenus. That's the Mishnah that tells us. If he's talking about abiding by Dinei Momenus, Zichr not. Right? And I don't think there's anybody in this room that would disagree. So, I'm not exactly sure what he means. The second, that's the question, that's the first observation. The second thing I noticed in Shoiftim, very interesting thing. In Shoiftim, we know there's a prohibition of taking Shoichad. Judge is not allowed to take bribes. By the way, when we talk about bribes in Shoiftim, we're not talking about bribes where you're going to create a bad judgment. That already is discussed previously in the Pasuk. And the Gemara tells us this too. It says, Lisata Mishpat, Lisaka Panim Vechule, you're not allowed to subvert judgment. That's clear. So we're talking about Sheikhah, where the guy says, here, take the money. I want you to judge Kedasu Kedin. Even if both sides give the money, it's also for the Dayan to take the Sheikhah. So we're not talking about where Dayan is going to corrupt the judgment, because that's already also, we're saying, where he thinks he's going to do a proper judgment. So the Gemara and Ksuvah says, Mashma this way, Rashi brings the Gemara, but and the Rav Yochanan, so Tzal, in the Kovit says that you see from this that a shav from that Gemara, the shear for Shechet is a shav of pruta, right? And you see that even a shav of pruta can corrupt somebody's nature ad kedei that it's going to affect their judgment. I don't know. I have a little pride. It would take more than a shav of pruta, I would think, to buy most people off. But all right, that's a separate discussion. But that's what Rav Hanan state comes along the Chazon Ish and he says it's not true. V'haraya. The Chazon Ish says in Emunah B'Torchon that you see there are cases where somebody has negiyas that they're allowed to judge for themselves. L'mashal, if somebody's a Talmud Chacham and he's a butcher Talmud Chacham, and he knows treifas inside out, right? Learned chul and klar, knows all the halachas, and he's sitting in front of a behemah. You should know, by the way, I was told that in Lita, Rabbanim would sit on a behemah for sometimes days to render a decision because Nebuch the butcher, if it was a treifa, he could bankrupt him. Not that Chas Hashem they would skew the psak, but they would look at it very, very carefully. In Hungary, where people were wealthier, then they could afford to be chushish for glat, kosher. But in Lita, that wasn't the case. So the halacha was, if this guy, he's sitting, he's got this behemoth, he spent a few $1,000s, right? If the behemoth is a treifa, he's finished, it's dog meat, or he goes to the goyim, and he's out, you know, he's going to have to get another job. If he's a bar hochi, and he has the yediyas ha-Torah, he's allowed to judge. Right? You see that. So it's a very interesting thing. So the Chazon Ish says, therefore, you have to come to the conclusion that it's not b'derech ha-teva. He says, it's mamish the opposite. He said, don't make a mistake. The Torah doesn't prohibit sheichad because it affects your judgment. It's mamish fakert. It affects your judgment because the Torah prohibits it. So it still requires a hesber. Why is it unique to Choshen Mishpat that the Torah mandated this? Why, in fact, isn't it across the board? L'chura, this should be shayach to all areas of halacha. Truth of the matter is a Gemara by a Kohen, whether he can daven on a Bechor, he has his own Bechor, it's a shtickle question, but we'll leave that on the side. But that's what the Chazon Ish Zatzal says. So, the question remains, why should that be? So, I thought perhaps that the answer to these questions are as follows. There's an interesting Tosfos. I noticed this a few years ago. I think I even wrote up in the Kunches Nahagdama. I'm sure nobody read it, Baruch Hashem, so it'll be the first time to hear it today. The Gemara deals with learning from a pasuk the prohibition to engage in dayanim, to engage in drinking while they're judging on a capital offense. Okay, lulei the pasuk. Some it's an asmachta. I don't think right. It's not mistaver that you can imagine a bunch of dayanim sitting down to a mesiba of yayin and shechar when someone's life's on the line. But yet the Gemara brings the pasuk. So Zok Tois is an unbelievable thing. He says this iser is hanadin nefashos. The prohibition to drink is only when you're rendering a judgment on a capital offense. Avaloi dinei mominus. But dinei mominus not. Yeah. By the way, you should know this Tosis is brought as a shita in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin and somewhere else in Yerdei, I don't remember where. L'maisa, we don't paskin that. So if you do go to Din Torah and you see one of Dayanim drinking, probably best to find another one. The Aruch HaShulchan says it means that since it's three, one is drinking the Shkafer. Okay, but that's what Tosis says. Right? Says Tosis, it says Shasa Revis Yayin Al Yoyra. Now, do we have another Gemara that says if you drink a Revis of wine, you can't paskin? Says, okay, that's by Yisr Beheter. So it comes out like this. Tosis is saying, by Yisr Beheter, someone calls me up for a Basar B'chol of Shaila, I have to be clerk up. Right? Okay. Choshen Mishpat Shaila. Okay, you know, I had a few, it's Nishka Ferlach. Now, let me ask you a question. Mitzad HaSavora. Does that make sense? I mean, think about it. If you can, in Choshen Mishpat, I mean, in Yeredeya, you can always err on the side of caution, right? You always have the Churma safety net, right? I'm not encouraging that. People shouldn't, right? The Rabbanim, but I'm saying, a guy knows, okay, don't eat it, right? I mean, you can always err on the side of, you have a area of refuge, not necessarily encouraged, but there is an area to go. Choshen Mishpat, you don't have that luxury. Because if you're Machmer one way, or Mekel one way, you're Machmer the other way, v'chule, you get some money from somebody, Shalekidin. You don't have that luxury. You have to come to a clear-cut decision. So if anything, it should be just the opposite, right? Should Mamash just be the opposite? So what is Tosfos saying? So, Shach could be like this. It's a very interesting thing. People think, and it's true to some degree, the Choshen Mishpat of all the areas of Halacha reside in the realm of Svar, in logic, more than anywhere else. Right? That's for sure true. Basar B'chalav, Treifus, none of these areas are rooted in logic. They're halachas, you have to apply the halachas, but they're not based on something that resonates to our sense of Svara. Now, I remember I see Rav the Arga Dalyo said, he brings down from somebody, I don't recall whom, that as a result, the Dinei Choshen Mishpat many times are sprinkled with halachas that don't make sense, i.e. Toman Be'esh, different halachas, to remind us that it's not totally in our Svara. But that's what it seems like. So it's a very fascinating thing. The way that we've been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this area of halacha resonates very naturally with us. It creates a certain organic connection because that's the way we're structured. You know, it's a very, for lack of a better, reflexive, organic connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a unique area. Maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah, HaRoitzi Yachin Yasek B'dinim Moment, is because that's the way we were constructed. In other words, when I'm dealing with Choshen Mishpat, it's almost like it's from the inside going out. I'm able to deal with the thing more naturally to some degree, right? Because that's the way I'm constructed. As opposed to there are other areas, or a Chaim, where I have to apply principles outside of my realm of logic and apply them. It's like I'm outside applying in. It's not as natural. So that has a bracha, and it has a danger zone. The bracha is if you're Oisik in it, you can create a special kesher to the Rabbanu Shalom, but the danger always is because it resides in the realm of logic, it's very easy to make a mistake and think that you're the Baal HaBos. Right? That it's your Svaras, your brain power, and that is a huge mistake. Because the mice, at the end of the day, it's not your seichel. It's the Torah's seichel. When you learn enough Torah, and that takes Gedolei Yisrael to get there, you adopt the seichel haTorah. Let me give you an example. I heard a meiser of Chaim Cohn, who fahares us for, he's a very chashuv adayan, one of the preeminent experts in Chosh Mishpat globally. He had a meiser. He's a Viennese chassid. He was originally from Vienna, so he went back to Vienna. Most of you are, well, I think a lot of you are closer to my age. You probably remember Kurt Waldheim, who was the Secretary General of the United Nations. So Gilo Emils, he became President of Austria, and then they found out that he was a Nazi. So now, okay, I guess to be head of Austria or the UN, that's a good thing on your resume. But Lemaisa, it created quite a furor, and he went back to visit his father, I think, or right away he went back, and, you know, no question of what religion he is. So the cab driver said to him, "What do you people want? What would you have done? If he wouldn't have listened, if he wouldn't have abided, they would have killed him." So he said he started to shake, because Lemaisa, think about it. Guy in Svar is asking a good question. Imagine, Chas v'Shalom, if they mandated in this country they're going to wipe out a certain ethnic group. And one of these groups knocked on your door in the middle of the night looking for refuge. And if you took them in, you could endanger your entire family if you don't turn them in. It's not so posh. It's a big nesayin. So, but he started to shake. Because why? What's the din by us? Certainly by Bein Klal Yisrael. Yarg v'al Yavar. Right? My chos stomach today, simuk today. Who says your blood is, you're not allowed to turn to somebody? If someone goes to Reuven and says, "Reuven, kill Shimon, I'm going to kill you," what's the din? If all yourself, because what does the Gemara say? Svarahi. Even though the Kesem Mishataka says halachal Mishisana, but the Gemara says Svarahi. It's a Svara. It's not their Svara. It's not even our natural Svara, it's the Torah's Svara. It's a Svara that you acquire through Limud HaTorah. That's, you have to Mishabed your Seichel the Das Torah. So I think this is precisely the point here. In other words, why does the Ramban call it Dinei Mamonos Mitzvos Kalos, and why is it Dafka by Sheichad by Chosh Mishpat? Because we run the problem always of thinking, because it's so close to our Seichel, that we're the Balabatim on this area. We can, you know, people weigh in all the time when it comes to Chosh Mishpat, which we'll discuss. They would never have the chutzpah to do that in Chosh Mishpat or Achaim without some basic knowledge, at least. Okay, people do it, but at least they have some cursory knowledge of the halachas. At least they can sound like a little bit like, you know, they learned Daf Yomi. So now everybody's a big baki in Hilchos Brachos by now. Mstama Hilchos Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema, with the Chavtes, wherever they're holding, right? So, but here it's like they're just varfing swears around. It's like it's a free fall, and everybody's a bar hochi. That's the danger, and I think that's the word by Adayim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in Shoftim, that a dayan, the way he paskins, is he has to remove the human dimension of the psak. He has to remove everybody out of his mind. He has to look at it like a kalta litvak. He has to look at the sugya klor. He has to paskin the sugya klor without any type of any connection to the humanism of it. And then, after he renders the psak, then he applies the psak din. Azoy shteter. In other words, what Lamaisa, he says you are. If you paskin kedasu kedin, you're paskining. It's not that you're paskining, the Eibishter's paskining. The Torah's paskining is you really a vehicle. By the way, a dayan, there's a duality. There's two terms for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elohim, Elohim I should say, and the dayan also has the same wording. Right? The Marsha points this out in Sanhedrin, Zion Amid Beis in the back over there. So there's a duality. Words, you are representative of the Eibishter. The minute you take Shaychat, what are you saying? Listen, it's not going to affect me. I know the halacha is klara, right? The guy gave me money. He told me to pass and correct. I'm going to pass. What does that mean? Basically, you're abdicating. You're saying it's my sechel. I'm not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal Zinish is saying that for the hatzlocha of a poisek in Chosh Mishpat, even though it's clearly in other areas too, we know from stories of Moshe v'chulei, is there's a siyata d'shmai that you get, and that siyata d'shmai is cut off when you violate this law of Sheikha, because now you're kilu saying, I am the balabos. I'm the balabos. So I'll make one last point, and we'll see. On this nekuda, two last points, which I think drive the point home. The din of Shluch HaKen, this week's parsha. So, the Ramban tells us that, his whole Zarecha, so it's Kedai to see this Ramban, it's a beautiful Ramban. All the Rambans are Kedai to see, but someone's a very nice one. He says that it's the whole Toyelis, the whole Tachlis, of Shluch HaKein is to inculcate us with Midas HaRachem. Okay? Send away the... So, Zok the Maral, and he says, Oysus Benoi, the prohibition of Oysus Benoi is also the same thing. Says the Maral, I don't understand. If that's true, So why is it lumashal this only applies to a bird, and why is it by oisus benoi doesn't apply to chayos, right? And also, here's another kasha, a very profound question. Oisus benoi is in the same day. So let me just say like this. So let's say at the end of day one, you shecht animal one, okay? And the minute, a short time elapses, and it's A2, is it mutter to shecht the second animal? Avada, no problem. How much time elapsed? A few minutes? Fine. Well, we'll have to take Ben Ashwash into account. Let's say an hour, let's be safe. An hour elapsed. Okay. How about now, you shecht in the morning, or you, right after that, let's go there. You, that night, you shecht the first one, and now, almost 24 hours later, you shecht the second one. Is it mutter or aser? It's awesome. To say that it's rachamim, what creates more rachamim, the first one or the second one? The second one does, yet it's aser. So says the Maral, it's a famous Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, you could see it there. He says he's chaylik on the Ramban, he's chaylik on the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim, what he says about these things, that the mitzvahs, there's the sibois hamitzvahs that we can understand to some degree. Zokta, it's not true. There are sibois, we'll never understand them. Basically, minchas chinuch shirim, according to the Maral, don't waste your time. Okay? So he says, we just do it, sivas habayir b'chulei. So that was his question. I had a bigger question. A different question. I don't understand this. What, this is midas harachamim? Let me ask you a question. You go to the mother and say, listen, I'm sending you away, I'm going to kill your kids. Okay? And the Zohar tells us, by the way, that the mother goes off and commits suicide from depression. She juggles. This is midas harachamim. Maybe it's some Buddhist harachamim, you know, that, I know, Yasser Arafat can understand, but this is midas harachamim. What's made us? I don't understand. And Bifrat, there's a machlikas achroinim, whether it's a mitzvah chiyuvitz or mitzvah kiyumitz. According to the Chasam Sofer, he says, Bal Korch, you have to say it's only mitzvah chiyuvitz. Because if it's a mitzvah chiyuvitz, what kind of rachamim are you talking about? I don't want the eggs. I'm going to go. You know, Zok Tatar, take the eggs, send the mother, take the eggs, and I don't know, leave them back in the nest. That makes any sense. I understand if it's a kumis like the chas and sefer, I can hear the rachamim. Unlike what a lot of nuts in this country say, human rights supersede animal rights, and you want to have eggs, so okay, so send away the mother bird. I hear that. But according to the Chavis Yehu, who's chaylik on the chas and sefer, he says the mitzvah chiyuvis makes no sense. So I thought maybe we could answer it up like this. Let's go for what the Torah is telling us. The way we're constructed, we understand that there's rachamim and there's achzaris. But, and in this case of, and by the way, the Goyin says that Shulch Keni is a mitzvah, it's a mais achzari. Okay? Is that we see, it's a general case of achzari, but within it there's nekudas of rachamim. We see that the Torah is trying to tell us something, that there are aspects of rachamim within the also. Even though the totality of the thing, it may not be consistent, but it's a giloy that there is rachamim. So I think the Torah is telling us very important. The Torah is telling you, don't you determine what's rachamim, don't you determine what's achzorius. The Torah tells you. That's the objective. Meaning, you have the koyach to be mafin, but your koyach has to be meshubit to the Torah in order to make that havchana. That's the whole point here. It's a very, very important yisoid. It has to be thought about what I'm saying. It's not just a partial thing. I'm not saying that we have to use a koyach of our brains, of our seichel, but it has to be b'shubit to Torah. It's not a free fall. That's what the Torah is telling us. That's the lesson here of La'aniyas Daiti. So I think that's the point I'm trying to bring here, is that why people run into problems in Chesh and Mishpat, obviously Chemdas Moment is a problem, v'chulei, it's because it resides in the realm of Svarah. And everybody thinks they're a balabos when it comes to Svara. Everybody's big baki. I don't know. I'm getting Baruch Hashem more shilas now. I'm sure the areas, other areas, halacha, there are much more shilas as. And I don't think chas v'shal, by any means chas v'shal. I'm not suggesting that it's bemazed. All right. Some cases, you don't have to be a baki in shochanot not to engage in outright theft and fraud. Okay, that I think less mandapolik. But by and large, that's not how Klal Yisrael is constructed. Sheis Yisrael liyasa avlo. I think it's based on these things, right? V'harayim, people are very makbid in other areas. There's no reason why they shouldn't be here too. I understand that there's a momentic aspect, but afal pi kein, you know, Klal Yisrael survived this long. You know, there's a kedusha here. I think this is the hesber. So, and that explains another thing, by the way. An even more dangerous thing in Chesh Mishpat is people that are Talmid Chachamim and other Rabbanim that don't know Chesh Mishpat. That's where it gets even more dangerous. Sometimes because they try to paskin, and many of them are fine Talmid Chachamim, but when they apply it to areas they don't know, it becomes a very a dangerous proposition. So that's where I wanted to start. I have 10 minutes left, so I don't know what to deal with here. I'll leave you the choice. I was going to say over Chesh Mishpat, or I'm in the middle of preparing a share on this El Al deal. We can speak about it. I don't have achlota. I'm happy to take, well, it's democracy in this country. I don't know if it's democracy in the shul, but I know what the Olam wants to hear. So you tell me, you want to hear a Garmi or El Al? What's? Okay, did anyone buy tickets? Okay, no one's going to raise their hand for sure. Okay. This, by the way, we'll have to decide whether we stop here or not. On the. Yeah, maybe, because I'm not sure if I'm going to come out like I'm supposed to, according to some people. I don't have a mustache, just so you know. But before we start,